Good evening and welcome. Welcome to our performance tonight of Heaven's Child. When we chose this cantata, Janelle, good to see you. When we chose this cantata, one of the reasons why really love the idea of Heaven's Child is so often when we think of Jesus and we think of Christmas, we think of it as a memory, as something that happened, you know, 2,000 years ago. And of course, we're all benefiting from what happened then. But it's more than that, because Jesus actually was there in the beginning with the Father. So a lot of times we kind of want to put with Jesus in the manger and then get him to the cross and celebrate and go from there. But no, Jesus is the one that holds all things together, is what Colossians says. And so tonight, as we sing and as we celebrate this music, we celebrate this Savior that is ours, we do so with delight. And we also do so, you're going to hear a reoccurring theme tonight, and that theme is silence. And I don't know if you feel the way that I feel about silence, having six children. but there's not enough of it. And we are always, you know what I'm talking about, Jason, right? You got me. we're always kind of looking for the next thing. You know, what's going to happen next? Or we fill those moments of silence with something else. Well, tonight, I want to invite you to be still in his presence, be silent before him, and hear the wonderful good news. And we can rest in this as our resting place, Jesus Christ. So we're going to begin in silence, and we're going to begin with our wonderful pianist and organist playing a prelude for us this morning, or this evening. Thank you.
For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God.
Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, for Jesus Christ, our Savior, our King, Emmanuel, the one who has come and the one who is coming again, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
The Lord is in his temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him.
To Joseph, to the shepherds, yes, there were angels. The psalmist declares from Psalm 91, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, and on their hands they will bear you up.
The angels appeared in Genesis. Jacob dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth. The top of it reached to heaven. And the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac.
Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised.
The angel's announcement to those at Christmas was truly good news. God himself has come to dwell among his people. And now, our Lord, humbly coming to earth in his frailty and perfection, would open up to us a heavenly dwelling, imperishable, undefiled, unfading, and truly in Christ. This is a dwelling kept in heaven for us.
Joseph, take Mary to be your wife. She carries a holy child. She will bring forth a firstborn son, and he is the Son of God, a Son of God.
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich.
Though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Jesus Christ is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power.
Yes, the arrival of Jesus is a story of new birth, of a virgin mother and our Father God's only begotten Son. But it is also where our story of new life begins. For those who are in Christ know of a second birth.
Jesus says to Nicodemus, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born when he is old?"
Hear the words of our Lord. "I have come that they may have life. I am the way, the truth, and the life." can we hear the newborn cry? A child of God, new in his grace, new in his steadfast love.
His arrival, though seen in the flesh by only a few, his voice, that of a baby's cry, and his feeble body, a mere infant clinging to his mother, is only the beginning of a greater work taking root in the lives of future believers.
The great I Am has annihilated the darkness. The broken have been restored, the captive set free. And now in peace, we will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. His declaration is to us and through us. I am here. I am safe. I am alive.
Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on his gentle breast. There, by his love overshadowed, sweetly my soul doth rest. Hark, 'tis a song of heaven, born in the sweetest voice, echoed by saints in the spirit, making my heart rejoice.
A child is on the way.
Behold, the King of Kings has entered the universe. Hear the prophet Isaiah proclaim, sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O depths of the earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and will be glorified in Israel. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb.
For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from the places where they have been scattered on a day of cloud and darkness.
And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all of the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land.
There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak.
This is the one to whom the shepherds would run to Bethlehem and declare to the world the good news. Our help, the good shepherd, has arrived.
Thank you.
Now there was a righteous man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, he took him up in his arms, and he blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation. You have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them. Hear John 1:14. "And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth."
Have seen the child, I've seen the Lord's salvation. The Lord has shown to me the promised Holy One. My eyes have seen the child. Light, may God forever be praised, for now I may go in peace.
Tonight we take a moment to be still and wait in peace, near to the heart of the Father, with an invitation from the prophet Isaiah. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you.
Hear the voice of Jesus whispering to you tonight. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
In Jesus Christ, we have found the very peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, a heavenly peace that has become our hope and our resting place.
The light has pierced the darkness, and the darkness has not, cannot overcome it. The light has arrived in the incarnate Word of God. The one who does not sleep nor slumber has made a way for us to dwell holy and secure in his sight. Sleep, believer, sleep in this heavenly peace that is ours in Jesus Christ, the one who will save his people from their sins.
Silently, our God entered the world through a virgin's womb, and silently, he died on a wooden cross. A perfect life, a perfect sacrifice. So we too are silent before the God who will fight for us through his Son, our Savior.
Thank you.
Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
Angels from the realms of glory,
stand and join us as we give our voice, our hearts, in praise to the King.